endeavour to report and to advise the populace about categories, numbers and percentages, but sometimes they can create fear, can't they? Somebody was just telling me as I came in this morning, they've been fasting a bit off television and actually realising it's not a bad idea because they're not listening to the news all the time. And sometimes it can be, what's the latest? What's the latest? And we want to stay informed. But I know I reach a point where I say, I've had enough. If I hear the word again, I'm just going to have to go running out of the room. I've had enough. I've just had enough. And it can create fear. I know that's not the intention. We do need to be good informed, well informed. But striking that balance is so hard. So may this family and all of God's family be strengthened in the confidence that he is with us and that we can, in fact, be beacons of light and of hope wherever he takes us, to ward off fear with all its faces. Even those that come, those faces that come just with the changes that are imposed, that's unnerving in itself, isn't it? For you guys who've got to know me a bit, I confess to being a touchy-feely person. And I can't stand it when I can't step into your space and give you a hug. Driving me mad. Oh, I find that so hard. But then I did have a coffee with somebody. He initiated it. I had a coffee this week with somebody from here who sat with me and was at pains to explain to me that I am such an introvert. He said that I have been self-isolating all my life. This isn't a problem. and so we were just kind of acknowledging the different ways that we're wired and made. But I'm glad he initiated that coffee. So even those of us who come with the changes that are imposed and the loss of control, fear can come with those. Just over our routines and our movements. Oh, you mean I can't do that? I can't go there? And that in itself can engender fear. See, I know that church is not Sunday meetings. I know that. I know it's the people of God scattered. We're feeling a bit scattered here this morning. Scattered and gathered. I know this. I'm absolutely committed to it. It is good theology. I also know that when I'm told that we can't gather en masse, I feel a little anxious. Sunday meetings is what I've done all my life since a young teenager. And I'm sort of going, oh, yeah, I'm hearing those elders among us who say, wow, what an opportunity this gives us to be the church out there. And I'm going, yeah, I'm not there yet. What does that look like? So I'm just fessing up to that. I'm a little bit, what's this going to look like? And yet, something else I know is that God has spoken to our eldership about the new ways for new days that we're in. He's been saying that for a little while. And in response to this awful pandemic requiring us to lay down our Sunday meetings, and I'll tell you about that in a moment, I believe this word to Joshua is a word certainly to me and to everyone who may be a tad shaken and wondering what gathering might look like for us now. All we need to lay hold of here is that God will be with us, with you. He will never leave you, leave us. So we're not to be anxious, terrified, and we're not to be discouraged. Point one. Take that one on board. Here's the other one. This is from the New Testament. God is for us in Romans 8. What shall we say in response to this? The context Paul is writing to at this part of chapter 8 is about the sufferings that have been going on. And he poses a question, a little hypothetical. What shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? And he goes on to talk about he who gave his son for us all. You can read the passage. That's your homework. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or sword? And we might add, COVID-19. Shall this separate us from the love of Christ? Paul is saying, no matter what, God's love for us in Christ remains. You see, everything in life fails in one way or another. All is flux. Change is the only constant, except for this one thing. God, being perfect, cannot change. And so his love, his mercies are new every morning. Yeah, they really are. New every morning. So we're going to look forward tomorrow morning, next Sunday, the ones after. Lord, show us again the wonder of you, your mercies. And when you read Romans 8 at home, notice I'm giving this as homework. Notice this. This passage reminds us that whatever is happening, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. No matter how you're feeling about this right now, no matter what else is going on, Paul reminds us the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. That's verse 26. And if that's not enough, that Jesus is at the right hand of God is also interceding for us. Indeed, our God is with us and he is for us, and we walk on in him and with him. Here's just a little memo I want to offer as Di steps up. Everyone's way of walking this out is valid and is to be respected. I've been troubled a couple of moments along the way when I've heard someone suggest, if you had real faith about this, you wouldn't be going to these extremes. If you had real faith about this, you wouldn't let this be, oh, you've got fear on you, sister. Get it off, you know. So, oh Lord, deliver us from, again, a need to seize control and start telling people what they should or shouldn't be doing. This is the time for us to stand together in such solidarity and say, I'm not telling you how you should or shouldn't move in all of this, but simply to be saying, yeah, I respect that. I respect that. And what we all need to do, because we're people under authority, is heed the authorities of our government, the guidance that they're giving us right now, yeah? That's what we're doing, endeavouring to do. Would you all stand? I'd just like to pray these two words of assurance over you. Maybe you just put your hands out in front, whatever way is good. Just we're standing here in the presence of the Lord. I know you've got heaps of space around you. He's got his arms around you. Father, thank you that it's true. No matter where we go, you gave that promise to Joshua when he thought he'd come to the end of the line, and how was he ever going to get into the promised land? But Lord, you hadn't brought him to the end of the road at all. You, Lord, were with him. And we receive that now. That whatever tomorrow holds and next week, you are with us. And indeed, Lord, you are for us. And you are leading us on, hand in hand, whether we can do that physically or not. But Lord, we're walking on with you and looking forward to the ways that you will fulfill the promises for our personal lives or for the life of this family that is yours. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, you may be seated. It's really good, even though it might feel like scattered church already. A lot of churches are actually doing live stream right now, and so you'd be even more scattered if you're in your homes, right? So we're just super glad that you guys are here. We wanted to give one more opportunity because as of next week, with Table Talk, we will not be meeting at Mix. And so isn't it great to have one last opportunity just to say hello to everyone and also worship together in this space for the moment? There's been some big words being used, hasn't there, this week? Things like state of emergency, you know? And so today I've got information that I have to share because of who we are as a people. And big words like that don't have to be scary, because we've also got big words like Rob's just brought about there's something bigger going on here with what God's doing, and that there's a sense that God is going to do something amazing even in a state of emergency, right? And so some of the information I'm going to share today, I hope you'll hear it from like a mum just saying, do you know where you're going to be? Do you know you're going to be okay? This is care, all right? We want to make sure that you feel cared for. You've got all the information that you need. So we've sent out a lot, and this is just a chance to say, if you haven't got that stuff, let us help you get that, because moving forward, we're not going to be able to be here and do it in the same way, okay? So the first slide is just some key information that you've got there. We're going to be moving through all these things today, looking at how we can pray, how can we connect you to our digital resources, because that's going to be a very important part of our life together and communication. And say it together, we love you, everyone. We love you. We want you to stay connected. So that's what today is about as well. So just the next slide shows again, which these are things that are cancelled, suspended, postponed, whichever big words you like. If we can go on to that next slide, if we've got, please, Vanessa. So these are the ones that youth has finished, but only in gathering. They're going to be creating some new, amazing ways to be able to gather through technology, and youth are really way ahead of us with that. They're going to have fun. You know, you'll notice if we look at all the Sundays, Table Talk is going ahead, and if you haven't signed up for that, you can do that still. There's opportunity this week. You can contact the office or check Facebook. If you look at Sunday, April the 5th, it says no service at Mex. That's what we're saying. We're not gathering at Mex anymore. So when we're saying no service, it means we won't be gathering in the same way here, but we're looking at different opportunities of gathering in small microcosms, in life groups, in Table Talk, in different ways, and we'll be telling you all about that. If you are part of SOCM, we've also had to just suspend that and finish our term early today too, because someone's sick, and we just don't want sickness anywhere around us right now. So we're going to now move into a space of praying together. And when we pray together, we're coming with a big picture of what God's doing here. And then we're going to come back, just look at some more key information, make sure that you're all connected well, and then we're going to send you on your way into God's goodness. So I'm going to call Rob back up, and we're going to pray. And then we'll do some more of the info after that.
Thanks, Di. Because we had no idea just how many, who and how many might come, I'm just coming off the top now to think what we do here. What we did think we'd do is just form some small little groupings of threes or fours, and so just still respecting that distance thing, but enough so that, you know, you can hear one another. So if we get a little four over there and another four and another four, can you just start to move in that way and give each other a little nod or an elbow if you're going to dive in and just quickly say that way, and be in those groups.
We'll talk opportunities next week. How amazing is it that God has already had this planned before us? I'm going to be doing a little bit of a message this week as one of my first ones to you guys that'll come through digital, so Facebook. And it's all about preparing a table before us. And God has prepared Table Talk for us. So there are lots of ways already that we are super equipped to be able to walk through this unusual time. So if you haven't yet signed up for Table Talk opportunities, or if you've got other ideas about Table Talk opportunities, let us know, because we're just believing God's going to give us creative ways of doing that. Yes, question? You haven't signed up? Cool, we can arrange that today, or if you're on Facebook? Yes and no. This is where Facebook's going to be your friend, and we can help with that. we've got them all listed on Facebook. Joe's waving at me.
If you've not signed up for a group and you don't have Facebook, you can come and follow me and I've got a paper and we'll organise a way to either get you in one or contact you about it.
Cool. So if you're not on Facebook, if you're not going to be on Facebook and you would like to be at table talk, there's a way around that. Yay. Joe's the lady to go and see, the girl. Such a chick, the chick. online giving, please keep connected with us with your giving and regular giving so that we can continue just to thrive over this time. That's all I need to say, really. If you don't know how to do that either, see Jo. She'll help you with how to sign up online. She's got it all, got the going. Now, here's some preparation. It's likely that we're going to be doing things digitally. So live stream. Have you heard of YouTube? If you haven't, it's time to get familiar with YouTube. And if you don't know what YouTube is, go and ask a friend. Can you help me about YouTube? Because YouTube's where some of our connections are going to come. So, Keith, we can help you with that, all right? We can help you with that. If you haven't got internet at home, then we can get you to somewhere that could help you with that. Have you heard of Zoom? Yeah. So Zoom's another way of getting into your homes through technology, either on your devices, and it can have like life groups or small groups can just have a Zoom watch party, or you could be watching something together around a table or whatever you would like to do. And there'll be a number of your faces on the screen at once. And the good thing about Zoom is it's engaging, so you can actually talk to each other through it rather than just having YouTube where we talk to you. So we're looking at different ways of doing that. So if you don't know about Zoom, have a look at that as well. That's another thing that we might introduce down the track. Again, if this is not interesting to you and you're not online at all, then just chat to Jo and we'll work out some other ways that we can connect with you, because there's lots of ways. We are opening the offices on Wednesdays. We're going to be creating that space from 10 o'clock onwards, just if you need to come like today and just pop in and pray, take communion, do some fun stuff of writing notes to people that might be in retail, and then you could go off and deliver them. Whatever you need, it's another opportunity for you just to come and hang out with us. We'll be really careful. We'll clean the offices and make sure it's all safe if you've got any anxiety around that. But yes, Richard. At the offices in Main Street. So isn't that amazing? Well, Clark Street. So come upstairs, join us on Wednesday. It's a drop-in. Come as long as you would like to stay. 12 noon in the offices on Wednesdays, we will be praying together. So many of us are working and that's not possible, but wherever you are on Wednesdays, we're going to just be calling everyone. Let's be praying those powerful prayers during this time. And if you want to come and join us physically in the offices on Wednesday, I'll be there ready to pray with you. And some others as well, I know. So 12 noon Wednesdays at the offices, but all day Wednesdays is available, okay? Yes. If you want to bring coffee, I would grab a coffee from somewhere and support a cafe and then bring it up. I reckon that would be the way to go. If you want to bring your own mug, you're welcome. Yeah. Any other questions about Wednesdays? After last week when Russell was talking to us and just encouraging us to go after some stuff that we'd needed restored again, this is an opportunity where God's going to restore some stuff to us. Even though it looks like lots of things are being taken away, we're actually going to see God restore things. So Wednesdays in that office space is an opportunity for us to also reach out to the communities. And some of you might come really, really pumped, because I know some of you are super excited at the moment, and you might want to just do some things to go and pray for the businesses and take someone with you and do that. Lots of options. Bring where you're at and what you need on Wednesdays. It's open space for whatever you need, okay? It might be care and support, or it might be activation and going out and blessing others. It'll be interesting to see what happens, won't it? I'll be there waiting to see who arrives. Those of you that are working, bless you in your roles at work as well. and then care and support. This next slide is just, again, we're increasing our care and support through different ways at this time, because we're aware how many people, you know, all of us at some point during this week would have had a bit of a moment where we're going, I'm overwhelmed, right? All of us will feel that. If you haven't, it's likely it might happen, right? So if you need some extra care at this time, you can check out things through website and Facebook, as in what's offered, but you can also rely on your elders and leaders who are going to be bringing you some more resources to help us just keep our mindset on Jesus and help us to be supported during this time. And then Wednesdays I've talked about, there's also some additional pastoral care. There's another whole team that we've created that's just going to be offering support. They're on call. You can ring them at any time. You've got the numbers in your e-letter. If you haven't got your numbers, well, who do we see? Joe. Or ring the office. And if you are, or if you know of someone in our community that's in a high-risk group and is really battling right now with fear or whatever's going on for them, we just want to make sure that we're supporting you or supporting those people that are feeling that this is a really stressful time. So again, feel free to call us, contact us, and we would love to help support any of those wobbly moments or any of those stressful moments that's likely to rise in us. The last thing we want to do is just think about it right now. What are the two places that you are connected at YVV through our community? Are there two places, whether it's online, whether it's face-to-face, whether it's life group, can you think of two places that you are connected to? Got them in your mind? Some of you might have more than two. If you've only got one, we want you to try and find another one before you leave today, okay? And so we want to help you with that. So there's at least two places that you're connected. It's like a big hug. We want to give you two arms, not just a little pat on the back during this time, okay? Even though we can't do that, but it's like that, virtually. Two places. Have you all thought of two places? Yeah? Nodding? Yeah? Cool. Is there anyone that might need some help with finding another place to connect at YVV? Yeah, Anne, we can help you with that. Anyone else that's only got one? Adam's kind of going like this, I'm not sure. Yeah, Keith, Sue, Dave, great. So we'll be able to chat to you guys as we finish now too, just what's another place that we can help you connect. Any other questions before we move into our last little bit? It's good. This is why we came. We want you to be able to ask questions. Jeff, you're right. Yep, cool. I was watching a Zoom call the other day and they all had to do this. So that's why I'm doing this. It's like, okay, yep, we're good. Okay, we're ready to go. Thank you. Thank you again for being here. We're going to finish by just declaring some of the promises over us. Now, I've been in Psalm 23 about preparing a table in the presence of our enemies. That's been some declarations. That the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack anything. So I've been using that as a declaration. People are finding Psalm 91 really helpful right now, right? Digging into the scripture, carrying our anchor through the word, but also through his spirit, making these live and living as we move through. So the declaration of Psalm 91 too, let's read that together. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. So if we can take some of these places from scripture that are so relevant right now and start declaring it, your words have life and power. And it will change the way that you're thinking and feeling, but it also will just anchor those words with life in you. So the promises there, let's have a look at Psalm 91:10. Let's read this together. Let's stand and read this one because it's kind of a one that needs to have your feet on the ground, right? You ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. What's another word for dwelling? House. So you can actually change that if you want. You can say, no evil plague shall come near my house. See how we're declaring that. Let's do the next one. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. We're declaring that's the truth. That's where we're going this week. The next one. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. These are the declarations. Yeah, I love it. I can feel that. We are going to trample out And we know that this virus is going to dilute over time. Our prayers can be praying for that. It is diluting in some places. We're going to pray that that's happening in our country. And we're going to trample that thing under our feet through our declarations and also fear, right? Amen? All right, so it is time now for us to trample our way out. But before you do, go and tell someone two places that you're connecting and see how they're going. And we are done. We bless you in Jesus' name. We will see you online and at Table Talk.